Angelina, Angelina Robertson, Robertson, 4859. Today is 4/17. Is a 66-year-old woman. 66-year-old woman with history of dementia in the past few years. History of depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder, behavioral issues. She has gotten worse to the point that she's no longer oriented to person, place, or time. She's speaking in a gibberish language. She's speaking gibberish most of the time. She's been on Aricept and Namenda with no effect, period. Her behavioral issues are controlled with a combination of multiple medications, including Remeron and Seroquel, period, and Buspar, period. Nipergaf, patient has bad teeth. She eats very little. She has a history of smoking in the past, but she's not smoking at this time, period. Social, she's never been married. Doesn't have any, has two children, two boys, but she cannot recall. All the information has been obtained from caregivers, period. Review of system, ADL dependency, symptoms of Alzheimer's dementia to the point that she's gotten much worse. She's very weak. She has a blood pressure of 70 over 80, O2 sats around 90 on room air, period. The paragraph, she's more confused. Again, ADL dependent, total bowel and bladder incontinent, weight loss, protein, calorie malnutrition, and decreased appetite. Patient has had bouts of diarrhea. Recent hospitalization has been because of urinary tract infection, which is a hallmark of end-stage dementia as well. Patient also has a history of diabetes, which is improved now with a lack of eating, period. Patient's medication includes acetaminophen, recent history of antibiotic use for bronchitis, ceftonir, aspirin. Then she takes Aricept, 5 milligram a day, Lasix, 20 milligram a day, ibuprofen, 800 PRN for pain, Remeron, 15 milligram a day, Singulair, 10 milligram a day, potassium chloride, 10 milliequivalent equivalent a day, Seroquel, 25 milligram at nighttime, Risperdal, 1 milligram a day, Effexor, 37.5 milligram once a day, period. Allergy or drug allergy, medical problems as was mentioned, history of schizophrenia, dementia, degenerative brain, degeneration of the brain with Lewy bodies, which what has been obtained from the records, period. Blood pressure is 80 over palp, heart rate is 110, O2 sats 88%, no, 92%. Efebrile, heart positive, swan positive, two, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash around mucosa with an lesion. Patient does demonstrate evidence of weight loss as well with loose-fitting clothing and muscle wasting in the lower extremity. Patient wears a diaper. She's total ADL dependent and bowel and bladder incontinent, period. Assessment, 66-year-old woman with schizophrenia, multiple psychiatric issues, as well as dementia with behavioral issue. Patient has a history of neurodegenerative disorder with Lewy bodies, period. Patient has a history of COPD, mild hypoxemia on room air, period. She's not oriented to person, place, or time, period. She's eating very little, period. When she's asked to eat more, she becomes very belligerent, period. She has sundowner syndrome, severe with behavioral issue, requiring multiple medication to control, period. Patient also has had a history of urinary tract infection related to her end-stage neurocognitive disorder with Lewy body dementia, period. Overall prognosis remains quite poor for Ms. Robertson with a long-standing history of Alzheimer's dementia. Thank you.